If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Seamus Toomey from Block Club Chicago. Seamus, we've got a cultural revolution here. A couple of our great museums opening up again in a couple weeks, right?
Yes, we're at least the museums are starting to try to get back to normal. We've got both the Art Institute and the Museum of Science and Industry are coming online in the next week and a half. The Art Institute is July 30th. Museum of Science and Industry is August 1st. They, like everything else, has been shut down since mid-March. So they've been trying to figure out just, you know, ways to get people back in there safely. The Museum of Science and Industry, for one, is, you know, they're doing 25% capacity. They've restricted some of the tighter spaces. For all of your listeners that are wondering about the coal mine, which, you know, it would be impossible to social distance in that coal mine elevator, and that's going to be closed, as well as the U-505. Most of the other areas are going to be open. The Art Institute, which is one of my favorites, it's coming back. They, too, will have restrictions. Some of the things that were in place there, some of the exhibits that got shut down with everything else are still going to be there. The El Greco exhibit will be there. So it's exciting to get back to normal. If people are comfortable going out to some of these places in public, they will have the opportunity.
And, of course, thousands of kids cram into the coal mine, the famous coal mine, just to hear my voice. I'm very proud to be in the coal mine. I used to be the voice of the heart-lung machine, but they threw me out of that exhibit. They went in another direction, changed the format or something. I'm not sure. But let me know if I'm still in the coal mine when you get in there, okay?
It is an honor to talk to the voice of the former voice of the heart and lung machine.
Let's move on to this story from Avondale about neighbors helping. And boy, somebody needs the help, don't they?
Yeah, exactly. This is a sad one with a happier ending. Under the Kennedy Expressway up and down the north side, there are a lot of homeless encampments, these folks are having a tough go of it for all time, but particularly now amid the pandemic. And over the last couple of days, someone has been setting fire to these tent encampments. Luckily, not when people are there, when people have been away from it, but burning the supplies these folks have. It's not clear who's doing it. There's some suspicion that perhaps it was someone who had been booted out by the community. Police don't know at this point, but when word got out that a lot of these folks had lost everything that they were counting on, the neighbors who live near these encampments have really stepped up. They've begun donating supplies to these folks, replacing some of the mattresses, dropping off tents. So, you hear a lot of stories about, some of the neighbors trying to push back against some of these encampments, but that's, not always the case. Sometimes these folks come out and help when these people are in need. So turned out okay, but obviously, the whole idea of someone coming by and lighting fire to these places is extremely dangerous and not a happy story to report.
And we're talking about Belmont and Kedzie and also Kimball there at Belmont, also Diversey in California. Well, let's end on a happy note here because the famous rainbow cone from the Beverly neighborhood may be coming to your neighborhood.
Right. This is, for folks that can't get down to Rainbow Cone on 92nd and Western, maybe it will come to you. Rainbow Cone is trying to find a way to replace some of the lost income from all the festivals it's missing this year. So they got a food truck, a Rainbow Cone truck. It's really a cool one, too. Just looking at some of the pictures on our website, it's got the ice cream is spilling over the windshield, it looks like. It sort of looks like a giant rainbow cone. It just was sort of a rite of summer, getting a rainbow cone. My colleague Stephanie Lule lives nearby, and she's there all the time, and kind of taunting me with bringing her son Reese to a rainbow cone. Everyone that lives down there is lucky to live nearby it. So I don't know. I hope it comes up near us, Bob. That would be nice. It's going to be in Bolingbrook today and tomorrow at the Buena Beef. So if you're in that area, I'm sure there's going to be long lines. I think it gets there at 4 p.m. today, 303 South Weber Road in Bolingbrook.
Well, high of 91 today, 96 Saturday, 91 Sunday. It's rainbow cone weather for sure. Seamus Toomey, Block Club Chicago, with our extremely local news. Thanks, Seamus. Have a great day.
Thanks, Bob.